T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. An effort is now underway to try to stop Kroger from closing one of 3 grocery stores here in Los Angeles.
A coalition of civil rights, community, and labor groups are seeking an injunction against the supermarket chain owner. They want to block Kroger from shutting down the Ralphs at West Slauson and Crenshaw on May 15th. John Parker is with the Harriet Tubman Center for Social Justice.
The way we look at it is that that store really is the store of the community, and they should be making the decisions. We have a right to demand what we need in our community for our children and the rest of the community.
Kroger announced earlier this year that it would shutter 3 stores in Los Angeles, calling them underperforming. The announcement came on the heels of the LA City Council passing an ordinance requiring a $5 an hour bump in pay for grocery workers for the next few months amid the pandemic. Kroger has already closed 2 grocery stores in Long Beach following passage of a similar hazard or hero pay ordinance in that city. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The city of Lancaster is offering everything from scholarships to gift cards to get kids 16 to 18 vaccinated against COVID.
The mayor of the city admits it's sort of a bribe, but oh well. The student who gets the most number of other students to get vaccinated gets a $10,000 scholarship.
Well, I think everybody needs to get creative in how to incentivize people to do it.
Rex Parris is mayor of Lancaster.
I don't think there's much value in trying to guilt people into it because, you know, guilting people into stuff has never really worked.
The money is coming from a pre-existing scholarship fund. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070.
Pasadena has already jumped into the less restrictive yellow coronavirus tier a day ahead of the rest of Los Angeles County. The city's public health department loosening restrictions as of 12:01 a.m. bright and early this morning. Restaurants can increase occupancy to 50%. Indoor bars can now reopen for business. LA County officials plan to revise the county's health guidelines later today, with the changes going into effect for the county as a whole tomorrow. Amazon is being hit with a fine by the state of California for failing to record more than 200 COVID infections among employees at a warehouse in Rialto and for not doing more to help protect workers. Kalosha found that the Amazon facility did not implement adequate distancing requirements, provide face coverings, or install physical barriers that would have helped. The company says it plans to contest the $41,000 fine, and it also says it takes the health of its employees very seriously. The California Highway Patrol, the CHP investigators, looking into a recent series of freeway shootings and other attacks on cars across Southern California. Officer Dan Olivas tells KNX the attacks appear to be random.
There have been incidents where there are objects being kicked up from the road that were originally reported as shootings. We've had incidents throughout the state where there have been people throwing objects at other cars as they're passing in the other direction.
The shootings are either, he says, bullets or BBs. The CHP says it can't say if there's a serial shooter out there because it's not clear at this point if some or all of the incidents are in any way related. New study out shows that crime at LA homeless camps really surging during the pandemic.
We're talking about some big spikes in crime at the camps, up 173% over a two-year period, according to Crosstown USC.
The city have to do something.
Venice and Koreatown had the most reports of crimes at L.A. homeless camps in the past year or so, but a Los Feliz resident says it's bad over there, too.
There's been gunshots. There's been daily narcotic sales.
Assaults and robberies are among the crimes at the top of the list at the camps. And the Reverend Andy Bales at the Union Rescue Mission says things are really bad downtown, too, at Skid Row.
It's the most dangerous it's ever been.
He blames the crime surge on desperation. He says you cannot leave human beings on the streets. In Venice, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, federal prosecutors here in Los Angeles, they are seeking the forfeiture of an ancient Roman sculpture that Kim Kardashian was reportedly in the process of acquiring. Archaeologists determined the statue was illegally smuggled out of Italy. It's currently in the custody of Customs and Border Patrol after being seized at the L.A. Long Beach port back in 2016. The forfeiture action alleges that a company linked to Kardashian attempted to import it using the wrong documentation, and there was no legal wrongdoing by Kardashian herself. Meanwhile, Italian authorities, they say they want the statue returned to their country. Lots of people will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, but law enforcement agencies are reminding folks they'll be cracking down on impaired drivers. Carson and Long Beach are just a few of the city's hosting special events today. The LAPD says it will conduct additional patrols this evening in several areas, including Hollenbeck, Foothill, Hollywood, and South LA. The LA County Sheriff's Department will also be out in force.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.